You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. When was the last time you visited your local library? Because they are not just for books, especially where millennials are concerned. According to a Pew Research study out last year, just over half of all millennials, 53%, used a physical library or bookmobile at least once in 2016. Other generations? Not so much. So why? Yoga classes and beer brewing workshops certainly help. We checked in on a public library in Los Angeles with Tiffany Chow, manager of the El Camino Real Library in East LA.
We're having a concert, a summer concert today, with Theanza, which is a Latin artist, and we're hoping to get a lot of people. And I think the kids and the families and adults and everyone else that comes, is they're really going to enjoy it.
May I have your attention, please? The end of summer concert with Theanza is about to start in about 2 minutes if you'd like to meet us in the meeting room.
We chose Theanza because she's a Latin artist, and we try to always incorporate different cultures to introduce people to different cultures, but we wanted something familiar also. We're in East LA, and mostly it's about 98% Hispanic population. I would say it's mostly low socioeconomic status.
Hi everyone, thank you for coming to today's concert. So please welcome me and welcome Theanza.
How are you guys doing? The library, so I feel like I gotta be like, how you guys doing? Okay, all right, cool. So my name's Theanza. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. I'm gonna play some music for you guys. This first song is called Vueltas.
It's all funded through the LA County Arts Commission, and then it's sponsored by our county supervisor, which is First District Supervisor Saldo Solis. Personally, I wasn't introduced to like music or live theater until I was in high school. And so I know that in this community, I kind of grew up in a community like this, so I wasn't really introduced to it. And I just thought it would be great to introduce live music to them because they're not always going to have an opportunity to have that. There's like a social justice aspect to librarianship, and I think that's really important, and I think that we're doing that every day in the libraries. When I first came to this library, there were programs only for children. I was like, oh, we need more programs for teens and more programs for adults. I mean, we have a lot of children's books, but we're also here to support the needs of adults and teenagers. And I really wanted the community to understand that we're not just literacy pushers, I guess. We're not literacy pushers, and we're not just a building with books. We're a lot more. So we started computer classes, and then we also started loom knitting courses, which we thought would be great for the older customers, but it turns out it's a very great generational program because a lot of our kids are doing it also. So it's awesome because usually the adults are saying that about children's programs, like we want programs, and now it's switched. We just had a robotics day, and we had like maybe 50 kids in there, 50 teens, tweens and teens, and a lot of parents were saying like, this is amazing, we didn't know the library had this. We've had the LA Opera come in to perform their Zarzuela project, which is like Spanish opera. We had a girl empowerment forum in December. The library is like the best place for people to learn about their new hobbies. So even today, like, we're having a musical concert, and we have a bunch of books on starting your own concert or learning about instruments. And I don't think you can get that, like, at a concert. You're not going to go and then find resources on everything you need to learn to do that.
That piece was produced by Paulina Velasco.
Let's go to Cuba for a little bit. Era en tu centro, voy para Marcané, digo a Puerto, voy para Marcané.